الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, which is the month in which our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and also he passed away in the very same month. Now normally when the month of Rabiul Awwal comes, we tend to discuss various aspects of the life of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to make a disclaimer in this that we believe that it is not compulsory that we only make mention of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life in Rabiul Awwal. We believe to make mention of any aspect of the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any time, and any aspect of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, it is full of barakah, blessings, and worthy of reward. And what can we say with regard to our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has in many ways done this ummah a great service by penning and composing those beautiful words with regard to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَتْتُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. More beautiful than you, wa ahsana minka, no eyes have ever set sight upon. More graceful and elegant, and more composed and more beautiful in character, no mother has ever given birth to. Khulikta mubarra'an min kulli aib, ka'annaka kad khulikta kama tasha. It is as if you have been created the way you wish. Like how someone makes a design and tells someone that you make me according to the specification. Allah made you according to your specification. But Allah made you. Allah created you. As great as you are, but Allah created you. Allah is the creator. He is the creator of you and I. He is the creator of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is as if he created you, كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءَ, the way you wanted to be created. سُبْحَانَ خُلَقْتَ, and he created you free from all faults and flaws. We can never ever do justice in relating or hearing the praises of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one thing we must keep in mind, that we should never mystify the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we say he is so great that we fail to take benefit from him. After all, Allah Ta'ala had said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. We have made you a perfect example. So Allah has made his life a perfect example of how to lead our life. And let me give an example of a sample, an example. You go to a tailor, and you go to a designer, and you tell him, see, I am giving you the sample. Make the kurta according to the sample. Now if that particular kurta designer or the tailor makes the kurta in a way that the sleeve is shorter than the sample that you have given him, what will you tell him? I gave you the sample. Couldn't you go according to the sample I gave you? I gave you a sample to do it exactly according to the sample. Why didn't you do it according to the sample? Allah is telling us the same thing. I gave you in the Prophet of Almighty Allah, Uswatun Hasana, a perfect example for us to follow in our life. And may we be sacrificed upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala made his life in such a situation that different stages came upon his life so that you and I can benefit from his life. If Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at once, he was a husband, he was a father, he was a teacher, he was a student at the feet of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was sometimes in a battle, he was victorious. Sometimes he suffered a setback. Sometimes he was that for several months there was no food in his house. and sometimes there was wealth at his disposal. Why did Allah Ta'ala put him through all of these different situations? So that his life can be an example to us in our multifaceted type of situations and circumstances we find ourselves in. That is why Allah put him through different situations. Sometimes there was happiness, sometimes there was grief, sometimes there was victory, sometimes there were setbacks. All of that so that his life can be an example. Today I want to speak to you about how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted. Brothers, the seerah is a flowing stream which is a source of continuous wisdom and guidance, not only till the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the end of time. Whenever we want, we will find an example of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today I want to discuss how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted. Firstly, how did he interact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the King of Kings. Malikul Mulk, tu'til mulka man tasha. He is the King of all kings. He is the ruler of all rulers. He gives rulers rulership and kingdom to whomsoever he wishes. Wa tu'izzu man tasha, wa tudhillu man tasha. He gives respect to whomsoever he wishes. He disgraces whomsoever he wishes. He honors whomsoever he wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is also the creator of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam interact with him? Huh? Subhanallah. Hazrat Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari rahmatullahi was one of our very great scholars. So he was a very good, you know, poet. So in Urdu he says these beautiful words. Maine ek haseen dekha, haseenon mein ahsan nazar aaya, jameelon mein ajmal nazar aaya, kareemon mein akram nazar aaya. I saw a person who was the most beautiful, the most graceful, the most elegant, the most beautiful person a person could ever wish to see. He was such a great person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on the city in which he resides in. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. I take an oath by the city because you reside in the city. Allah ta'ala took an oath by his life. La amruk. Allah ta'ala took an oath by his speech. Wa qilihi. He was such a great person that when he said yes to something, it became halal. When he said no to something, it became haram. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. He was such a great person. And he said, for a moment I thought, whenever I have any difficulty, جب بھی مجھے کوئی مصیبت آ جائے, I will go and ask such a great person that he must help me. So he said, went through the means of his biography, went through the means of his history. I wanted to go to ask him. I went to go and knock at his door. اس کے گھر کے اوپر میں نے I went to go and knock at his door. Maine kya dekha? What did I go and see? I saw the entire creation was sleeping. And this great human being was crying in front of someone else. And he was making this dua, in tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk. Oh Allah, if you punish my ummah, you are entitled to punish them because they are your servants. Wa in taghfir lahum, but if you forgive them, fa'innaka antal azizul hakim. You have the power to forgive them also if you so wish. Then this person, Sayyidina Ataullah, said, I made a decision. Don't go to such great people for assistance. Go to that being where even such great people go and ask assistance from. He went to Allah Ta'ala. How did he worship? Look at the du'as that he made. Hazrat Mu'abul Hasan Nabi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written a book. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the mirror of his supplication. And in this book he said, every du'a Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made was full of wisdom. That dua could only emanate from the lips of a Nabi. One of the duas that I will just show you. You see, in our, as human beings, sometimes we have two extremes. One extreme is we think very much about ourselves. And one extreme is we can debase ourselves. We cannot give ourselves the importance that Allah has given us as human beings. Look at how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made the beautiful moderate path between these two extremes. When he made dua, Allahumma ja'al fi ayni saghira. وفي أعين الناس كبيرة. Oh Allah, make me insignificant in my eyes, but give me respect in the eyes of other people. Where can this dua come but only from the lips of a Nabi? Make me insignificant in my eyes, but make me respectable in the eyes of people. She showed people how to relate with every different class and category of people. He related with his family, subhanallah. He had so many different wives. Right? And each and every wife had a different temperament. Hazrat Umm Salma, when she got married to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm prepared to get married to you. But I've got certain, you know, certain sensitivities. I'm very sensitive. I got children. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will take care of your sensitivity. I will look after your children. She was sensitive. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was young. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala was matured. Everyone, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, showed the right temperament and showed the right way in dealing with every one of his wives. Not one of his wives was ever angry or was ever against him. So much so that when he got Nabuwat, he came to his house. Where did he come? He came to his house. And he came to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala and he said, Zambiluni, Zambiluni, cover me, inni khashitu ala nafsi. I'm afraid whether I will be able to bear this responsibility or not. I always make mention of this, that when the Nabi of Allah had a problem, or he had a difficulty, he had a challenge, he went first to his house. He went to his wife, and he related his situation. And I only make mention of this humorous incident today. A Muslim woman spends half her life looking for her husband, and the other half wondering where he is. Now, no, that was not the case. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and he said, Zambiluni, Zambiluni. What did Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala do? Perhaps in today's time, maybe a wife would have said, Ya Allah. She perhaps would have said that you are only seeing, you know, illusions of grandeur. You think you are very great. What did she say? Wallahi la yughzik Allahu abada. Wallahi Allah will never disgrace you. Innaka la tasilu raham. Wa tahmilu al-kal. Wa taqri al-dhayf. Wa tu'inu ala nawaib al-haq. Look at your character. You are all the time mending relationship. You are entertaining guests. You are bringing people together. You are taking the path of those who are underprivileged and those who are poor. You are always taking up the cause of noble causes, whether other people accept in you or not. I, as your wife, bear witness that you are the true messenger of Allah. The first person to bear witness to the greatest truth created by Allah was a woman, and that to his wife. Today, you and I make the mistake. We must have good akhlaq and character and conduct to people outside the house and don't care about the people of the house. First you show and display your conduct to the people in the house. Then you display your conduct to people outside the house. I don't have the time to elaborate on that, but I just want to give you. So how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dealt with people who are in his house. How he created a family situation. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked, what did Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do when he came into the house? He said he did normal household chores. He cleaned the house, he patched his clothes, he looked after his own situation. This is what he did when he came into the house. He helped in the household activities. In Gujarati today, if someone do something like that, what do we say? I do biology. But the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala did this. Our conduct must first be at our house before we show it to other people. Then how did he deal with his, you know, his companions? Subhanallah. When he related to his companions, he always encouraged them to do good. He didn't demoralize them. He encouraged them. Hazrat Muadh radiallahu ta'ala was one of his companions that he loved too much. He loved him tremendously. One day he told him, Ya Muadh, inni uhibbuk. Oh Muadh, I love you. Ulama say that no other companion, the Nabi of Allah, used such words. Ya Muadh, inni uhibbuk. Oh Muadh, I love you. After every salat, read Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, help me in remembering you and making ibadat of you in the correct manner and being grateful to you. The way he taught him was encouragement. Mu'adh said, I never ever left out that dua for the rest of my life. He encouraged him. Not like today we demoralize people. We call them names, we call them the worst type of things, and then we tell them, become a mu'min and practice upon the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you bring people to practice upon the deen of Allah when you demoralize them, you degrade them, you debase them, you call them names, you label them, and then you say you must become pious? The Nabi of Allah lifted people. And that is what you and I have to do, especially in this age that you and I are living in. It's an age where people have been pulled towards materialism. They have been pulled against religion. We need to be able to lift and give people moral courage. That's what our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He encouraged people. Even the people who were neglectful, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded them. The people who are ignorant need to be educated. The people who are neglectful, we need to be reminding them. Subhanallah, how did our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this? It's amazing. A person one day, you know, was found drinking alcohol in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Can you imagine in the Mubarak era? So of course in Islam there is a punishment for it. While they were punishing him, one Sahabi said, may Allah disgrace you. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how dare you say something like this? He has love for Allah and his Rasul. Don't say Allah disgrace him. You are helping shaitan against him. You're going to tell him Allah disgrace him. You're going to turn him away from Allah. You're helping shaitan against him. Bring him closer. Don't disgrace him. Don't say, may Allah disgrace you. Bring him closer. He'll come right. A person came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, ya Rasulullah, allow me to commit adultery. What will happen today if someone comes to an alim and makes this qadr? Allow me to commit adultery. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He knew he was ignorant. He was neglectful. He reminded him, oh my companion, if someone does this to your mother, your sister, your aunt, will you like it? No, ya Rasulullah, I won't like it. So whoever you're going to commit adultery will be the mother, will be the daughter, will be the sister of someone. Will they like it? Subhanallah, how he explained him. Those who are neglectful need to be brought towards and they need to be reminded. The Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with royalty. And then he dealt with ordinary people. And he dealt with each and everyone appropriately. There was a Sahabi who used to come from the village in the desert. His name was Zahir bin Haram. He was an ordinary person. He used to come from the desert. And normally you get things in the desert and you get things in the village which you don't get in the city. And sometimes you get things in the city which you don't get in the desert. So whenever he used to come from the desert, he used to bring those things you get in the desert, you don't get in the city. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give him things that you find in the city, you don't get in the desert. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, he is my desert, I'm his city. He is my desert, I'm his city. Subhanallah. One day he came, he was selling things that he brought from the desert, and he was selling it in the marketplaces of Medina. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved him tremendously. He used to make Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laugh. So one day Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came while he was selling it, and he put his hand, he blindfolded him. So he tried to wriggle out of the embrace, not knowing who he was, who it was. Then he realized the fragrance of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He realized the fragrance of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he brought his broad body closer to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to benefit from the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized that he came to know who I am. Then Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what did Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He said, who will buy the slave from me? Who will buy the slave from me? So Zahir said, ya Rasulullah, what are you going to sell me? I am worthless. But I got no value. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, wallahi, inna Allahi laysat bikasih. O Zahir, I take an oath. By Allah, in the eyes of Allah, you are not worthless. An ordinary villager, he gave him so much of it, so much of honor. By Allah, in the eyes of Allah, you are not just honorable, you are respectful. Adi bin Hatim came, he was a great ruler. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, long story, I won't go into it. So what I'm saying, he dealt with ordinary people. He dealt with royalty. When Adi bin Hatim came into his room, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was only one cushion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a cushion, although he was a non-Muslim. He was a non-Muslim. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a cushion, and Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam respected him. And there was only one cushion in the room, and he gave it to him. Subhanallah. This is how he dealt with people. He won people over. You know, they were enemies. He transformed them into friends. He transformed them into companions. Abdullah bin Mahzura. Just think of this incident. Salam us par jisne galiya sunkar duaye di. Salam upon that particular being who listened to abuse and he gave people duas. He made and he transformed enemies into friends. Today we turn friends into enemies. We make Muslims into kafirs. And he was the one who made kafirs into Muslims by his akhlaq and conduct. So after the conquering of Makkah, you conquer a city, there's a certain degree of resentment that is in the hearts of people whom you have conquered. So So after the first conquering of Makkah, azan is given. Youngsters made a mockery of the azan. Youngsters made a mockery of the azan. And forefront amongst them was Abdullah bin Mahzura. So he was making a mockery of the azan, saying it in a funny manner. Nabi Karim ﷺ came to them, all of a sudden now they are, you know, afraid. The conqueror has come. And Nabi ﷺ said, who made the azan in a funny manner? And I was in there identified as a person. Nabi Karim ﷺ said, recite the azan. He said, I don't know it. Nabi Karim ﷺ put his hand over my head with muhabbat. He caressed my face. And he said, I will teach you. He said, he taught me the azan word to word. He taught me the azan word to word. Abdullah bin Mahzura, he was 16, 17 years of age, said, before this occasion, the most hateful person in my eyes was Muhammad. Muhammad. After this, he became the most beloved person in my eyes. I said, Ya Rasulullah. I now became a Muslim. I said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to give the azan in Kaaba Baytullah. Nabi Karim ﷺ appointed him as the first muazzin after the conquering of Makkah. The person who was making a mockery of the azan became the muazzin of Kaaba and Baytullah. How? Because of the way Nabi Karim ﷺ treated him. Nabi ﷺ identified talent. He saw a person had, you know, intelligence. He came to Makkah, you know, in the Umratul Qadha, in the 7th year after Hijri. So in that particular incident, he saw Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid. Khalid, where? Walid, where is your brother Khalid? Khalid, Nabi ﷺ is asking about whom? About the one who created a setback in Uhud, which led to the martyrdom of his beloved uncle, in which Nabi ﷺ himself was wounded. Walid, where is your brother Khalid? Where is your brother Khalid? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he doesn't like you. He couldn't bear the fact that you are in Makkah. He left Makkah because he couldn't see you in Makkah. And Nabi ﷺ said, Walid, go and tell your brother Khalid. An intelligent person like him cannot be oblivious of the beauty of Islam. Tell him to come to us. We will give him respect. And we will appreciate his potential. When Khalid comes back, Walid said, he left a letter for his brother. Khalid, you ran away. The Prophet of Allah was thinking about you and he was praising you. Khalid read the letter and said, this is the person whom I caused so much harm. And he is telling me that I have potential. And he is telling me to come to him so that he can appreciate that potential. Subhanallah, he comes and he becomes a Muslim. And Khalid, the one who caused the setback for the Muslims in Uhud, becomes Saifullah. Because of the way Nabi Karim ﷺ interacted with him. Brothers, I ask you this question. Are we interacting with people in this way? That we transform people who are enemies into friends. We transform people who are far from us, we bring them nearer to us. Nabi Karim ﷺ said, Bashira wa la tunafira. Give people glad tidings. Don't make them hate Islam. Yassira wa la tu'assira. Make things easy for people. Don't make things difficult for people. This is what we are supposed to do, my dear respected brothers. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never, when he was given the option of two things, between ease and difficulty, he always chose the easy path. The one of ease, unless that particular part of ease was a sin, then he stayed away from it. This is the way we are supposed to interact with people, my dear respected brothers, so that when we interact, we create an impact. We show people the beauty of Islamic teachings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you an either tawfiq of understanding the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all his facets, so that we can bring it into our life and show people the beauty of akhlaq, the beauty of interaction. And when we interact with people, my dear respected brothers, the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, wallahi al-azim, we will see a difference in our families. We'll see a difference in our communities. We'll see a difference in our ummah. Because today, we are not displaying the sunnah conduct to one another. That is why we're seeing the turmoil in our communities and societies. May Allah give you another topic.